Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
On tonight's OC Housewives, boobs change and not much else. It's The Real Housewives of OC at AfterBuzz TV, Season 12, Episode 11, starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Allie and AJ.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. I didn't even know they were making music still. I love it.
Welcome to the after show for the OC Housewives. We're talking about a couple things that happened in tonight's show. And a lot of shade and insight here on the panel as we are all back to talk about what's going on in the OC. You guys can find me on Twitter and on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. Just put out a big TV panel episode previewing fall TV. Check it out.
And I'm Blake V. You can find me on all social media at Blake V Media and over on the blog at BlakeV.com.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. I'm so happy to be back. Please watch my YouTube show, Your Time with Thomas. It's the best show on YouTube, so definitely check it out.
The best show?
It's the number one New York Times best-selling YouTube show.
Exactly. Your Time with Thomas. Make sure to watch it.
Hey guys, Leanne Castillo here. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. And check out my YouTube channel this week at Hollywood Leanne for some new interviews coming up.
Ooh. There
you go. Yes. Yeah.
We just got so much for you. So much. Yeah,
so much.
A lot of good stuff. We appreciate your support as always. And now let's get into the show for OC. Looking at Kelly, who's going into surgery for her reduction. It looks like she's going half a size from 650 to 350.
Right down the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, her boobs were enormous.
They were enormous.
When they took out what was in there previously, I was like... Good
huge.
Lord.
Yeah.
Enormous.
Probably the Hoover Dam down there.
I want to know that. I feel like there has to be some fan has to keep a tab, a tabulation. How many breast augmentations have been on The Real Housewives?
Mm.
How many times have we seen the silicone come out and the implants be slipped in? Now, if you're watching Dallas, you'll see that there was another whole thing going on about breasts on that show. So there's a lot of under-the-knife stuff going on.
What about reductions? How many reductions have we seen?
Yes, implants, reductions.
True. Very few reductions, I think.
Yeah,
very few. Reductions are a few.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she was in for 4.5 hours. So
yes.
I don't know if that's standard, but it's...
I would have gone and gotten a burger. I mean, he stayed in the waiting room the whole time. Good for you, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was such a sweet moment.
It was a nice moment.
I liked it. He was being very supportive. And, you know, when they were talking about it last week, he was kind of giving her shit a little bit about, you know, oh, stay the same. Like, don't take him out. But he was so sweet and supportive. I liked it.
He was super sweet. Yeah. It was a really nice side to see him.
Blake, I know you were really upset for Shannon working on that bike. I know you felt bad that she couldn't get out of it. And
I do have
because
to
you
say,
know me, I have a lot of sympathy for Shannon.
Yes.
If anyone does, it's this one right here.
Anybody that's on one of those bicycles, it really does. It gave me anxiety that I couldn't clip it out of it. Have you guys been on one of those bikes?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So seeing her struggle, it was kind of
the worst. Was the sound effects? They like put a creaking sound because she was on the second floor. God. That was rude.
Two things. Number one, those bike clips on those types of, like, racing bikes are very tricky. I'll give her that. However, this one's stationary. She ain't falling over one way or the other. Mm-hmm. You can steady yourself and take the foot out,
that's
you know?
True.
Number two, I understand not liking spin. I get it. I don't like to run. Not a runner. But I love other activities. So, like... Shannon, let's find something you do like. You can't hate
spin
everything.
Is fun.
Yeah. Well, or let's hike.
Turn on
or
some
let's
music.
Do yoga.
But it was interesting.
Or let's
she
swim.
Said that David, she knew that David didn't like that and he bought it for anyways.
Of course,
which
it's David's
interesting.
Fault.
Yeah.
It's always
because
David's fault.
It's always David's fault. Yeah. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? Why was she working out in front of the camera crew? Like, turn on the music, and I would have been like, come back when I'm done, because I'm about to get sweaty and disgusting, and you don't need to see me like that. No.
Yeah.
Part of the process, maybe.
Yeah.
The big reveal at the reunion.
Yeah. Well, we were trying to figure out what was claustrophobic.
Yeah, you can't really be claustrophobic.
She said she was claustrophobic. I thought maybe the foot was claustrophobic.
Maybe the voice is surrounding her. The voices well, she
probably too felt many voices. Trapped. She probably felt just trapped. That's why with the
by
word.
Life,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, there's a lot of entrapments in that house.
Sometimes life makes me claustrophobic, too.
That's true.
I get it now.
So we see Vicky go over and say hello to Kelly. Kelly has a traveling circus of women visiting her. But before that, Tamara and Megan are together, and Megan prepares to see Kelly. At this point, Tamara, we're hearing kind of for the first time that she's a little irritated with Tamara. I mean, with Shannon for how she behaved at that event and just how her being so oversensitive and always calling her. And I mean, I get it. I get claustrophobic with people constantly on my ass. So I would get it if I had someone calling me morning, noon, and night about, oh my God, you know, when they joke last week, I put my shoes on or something like that.
Yeah, but Tamara isn't saying it to her face, right?
No. Yeah, no. But I think at some point she should if it really ends up bothering her because it looks bad on camera. Yeah.
But don't we all love
that... She's playing both sides.
Yeah. Yes, and only now she's saying this stuff about Shannon as there's a glimmer of Vicky back in the picture,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Prior to that phone call of wanting to meet up for coffee, she was like, up Shannon's butt.
But I think at this point, maybe she's started to know. I think people are on to me, and I'm really, really up there. I'm really up Shannon's butt right now.
Really,
I really need to come back down.
Yeah, well, and, you know, it's sort of a lesson for Shannon. She's in the shoes now of being the bestie to Tamara, and Tamara's a bestie hopper, you know? So it's like she served her time. She did, you know, what she needed to for Tamara, and now it's like...
I call fake news on that friendship.
Ooh.
Fake news.
Fake news.
The road's a little rocky.
Yeah.
It was interesting to see last week, like, sometimes I wish that Shannon wasn't on the show because then Tamara could make, like, her own decisions. Mm. Because look at how Shannon came to her defense and Kelly was only downstairs last week because Vicky held her back. It wasn't because she wanted to be there. Yeah. And I just feel like...
That whole thing was ridiculous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was ridiculous, but it was one of the best episodes this season.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally.
We need more of that, please.
Yes,
and
we do.
It comes up next because Shannon visits Kelly. And now we learn that Shannon is okay with Kelly at this point because she's shown remorse, not unlike Victim, who has not shown her any remorse. So she can understand and get behind Kelly. I mean, I guess Kelly's been worse to Shannon. I guess Vicky's been worse to Shannon than Kelly has. But, I mean, is the wound a little bit more fresh with the whole dinner at the Quiet Woman?
I think that Vicky's been a lot worse. But I do think that, especially with tonight's episode, Kelly came off really authentic, mm-hmm. especially when talking about Shannon. And she's like, look, I'm not in the best marriage, mm-hmm. and I empathize with Shannon. So I could see them bonding about that. You know, they both have situations that are really similar. So mm-hmm. I felt the realness. So I could see why Shannon is lowering the walls mm-hmm. to Kelly.
And it was sweet. She went out of her way to go see Kelly. I thought that was really nice. And they had a nice moment in the bedroom too, just kind of, you know, showing
joking
support.
About being 53.
Yeah.
It's so interesting to see how far Kelly has gone in the past, like, 2 years to see how she's really, like, played the game correctly and now she's friends with everybody. It's really refreshing to see somebody
she
come in and do that.
Well.
Yeah.
So Shannon still feels that Lydia overreacted by the way that she said that she was done with Shannon like that.
No, done this way. Done this way.
Yes, we have a very... Yes, we've got this, we've got this. It's like...
Yeah, you know, this is ridiculous. I'm just going to say this straight up. These other housewives cities would not spend an entire episode with every woman meeting one-on-one, as the show did, reacting to the little bit of things that happened in the previous episode. I mean, they've got to cut these episodes or these episode orders if this is what we're given.
Okay, last week, I feel like I remember Lydia and Shannon having the, you know, going at each other at the stairs when Lydia was trying to escape. Then this, but I don't recall Shannon crying. And then this week, we had the flashback to the event, and then Shannon's crying at the top of the stairs, like, kissing
me. She was sobbing a little bit.
Yeah.
Good catch, and you're totally right
about
that.
Right? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. So, as soon as I saw that this week, I'm like, tears, really?
There's actually a couple things tonight that I was very suspect about with in terms to editing with Bravo. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm looking at a show like Dallas, and I don't mean to keep bringing it up, but Dallas had only, like, 10-episode order, and then they extended it because they had so much going on. Now, this show should go the other way. It should contract. It still is going to be a full season because it's so many weeks and weeks. But we don't need all these one-on-one reactionary conversations. It's exhausting because half the episode turns into recaps of the few things that already did happen. Each week, we have to sit through Shannon throwing that plate, which is iconic and amazing and fun. But, I mean, after a while, like, let's keep it going.
It's the OC table flip,
I know, but
Brent.
I don't think they should let it go. I just think every time they replay it, Shannon goes,
at home. This is my plate.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I just got more. I'm just being jealous and not just bitter.
You're being greedy, Grant.
Yeah, I guess
greedy.
So. I just sat through all 20 weeks of this. I guess so. So Kelly thinks that Shannon is taking it out on everyone but David, and that's why she's being so reactionary. And like you said, Leanne, this is when she was like, yeah, I can relate. I do the same thing. I'm in fights with everybody. Mm-hmm. I fight with everyone because of my husband. I just fight with everyone. I'm like, all right, well. I respect that.
I respect that, too. And I kind of related to it. I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe I do that, too. I lash out sometimes. And maybe it's, you know, stuff that you need to just sit back, stand back and be like, is it really about the other person? Or am I just tripping?
Kelly was breaking down barriers with that comment.
I like
that was
that
deep.
Kelly does that.
I liked it. And I liked how Bravo put the music in behind. Like, it was really like, it was a moment.
It was a moment. We all had to digest that.
I like that.
Take it in. Yeah.
She plays the game well, like Thomas said, because it is a game and she plays it really well. Mm-hmm. She really does.
Strategy. Mm-hmm.
And then we turn to a separate show and part of Real Housewives of Orange County, Peggy's life. And she's, you know, with her family.
Separate show.
Deco
It does
is there.
Kind of feel like a separate show.
Shaws of Orange County.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Yeah, yeah well, you know, yeah, she just hasn't assimilated yet, you know, and you're
Yet, we're 11 weeks in.
Given us something. She's given us attitude.
You know what?
None of the women are trying to clasp onto her, mm-mm. which is difficult for somebody if I was coming onto a show and if somebody wasn't clasping on her. Like, you know, like, she doesn't have a housewife partner on the show.
And that's the thing that's strange is normally these women get brought in like via a friend. Normally they have a friend that's on
that's
the cast
the rule,
already.
Yeah.
So her coming in, I mean, I don't know if they were trying to attach her to like Lydia and Doug, but it does not seem like they are friends. That was a far-reaching, you know, association there.
We said
there.
This last week on this panel.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for me, I'm making the judgment right now. She's a complete miscast. I don't enjoy her on the show. She hasn't pulled her weight. I get that it's hard to come in and with a show with this much history and this many feuds and this many directions, but you've had 11 weeks to, you've been on all 11 weeks. So,
and I hate to say
and
it
we're
too.
Still watching her make food for dinner in her own house. I mean, I'm sick of it. Peggy, you're miscast on the show. I'm sorry, but you're miscast. If you don't know what that means, I'll tell you. You shouldn't be on the show.
What were you going to say, Peggy?
I hate to say it too, but the whole language barrier is really proving to be an issue. And I think tonight was a really good example of that. Them all sitting together at the dinner, you know, the table. And specific, I think Megan was the one in her little confessional straight up said, I have a lot of trouble understanding Peggy a lot of the time. And it seems that way. When conversation's going back and forth, Peggy seems like she's not quite getting it or not quite
she
on the same
She doesn't even get
page.
It with her husband.
No.
And even tonight when she left the dinner table and it was just her that left, like, don't girls go, like, in partners?
I would have said, someone want to go to the bathroom with me.
But see, that's the thing.
Yeah, you know they're going to talk about you the minute you step away from the
I
table.
I know, that was kind of weird.
She doesn't have that, though. She doesn't have that commonality
or
that, sidekick.
Right. She doesn't have that.
Do you think her family came on the show wanting to have something going on for themselves? Do you guys feel that way?
If they... Maybe. If they did, I'm not sure it's going to happen for them. They're no Kardashian. I mean...
I'm with you. Yeah.
And I might get some heat for this, but the girls, they're not, like, beautiful, like, Courtney, Kim, Khloe kind of beautiful. Sorry.
Well, what I don't understand...
But they're educated, so good for you, girl. Yes. Stay in school.
What I don't understand is that this Deco understands... He says he's an immigrant, but he understands and comes up with all these little figures of speech and terminology, and this one has not a clue what's going on. So I don't understand... Where's the difference? Like, where did this one go wrong and the other one is so in touch with American culture? I just don't
understand. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, when her husband throws out jokes, sometimes she doesn't even get them.
Yeah.
Or she'll throw out something. He's like, what do you have in there? She's like, there's nothing in there. And you could see it in her eyes. She didn't mean to say that. She was like, how can I get out of this? And she's like, oh, I can't. I'll just go with it.
Right.
Thomas, what do you make of Peggy?
I really feel like I wish that she had a teammate on the show to kind of make me like her more because it's just so her and her family and there's not much there for me to really just want to see her every single time.
Yeah.
If she was like best friends with I don't even know who she would be best friends with. You know, maybe Shannon or something just really out of the box. Then I would like her more. But on this show, I could do without Peggy.
I don't dislike her. She's given us fire.
I'm with you, Lian. I don't dislike her.
She said something that was amazing tonight when she was like, Kelly's trying to do this. Next.
Yep.
That was incredible. That was like really boss-like. Mm-hmm. And she was like, next. Like very dismissive.
In front of all
the women.
Very
my kind of style. Yeah. I love it.
Even Tamara noticed it.
Yeah, Tamara. Exactly.
This girl has balls, and I like
and
that.
Tamara, I think Tamara went with the game because she was like, I don't want to fight with her, so I'd rather join them than beat them. You know that whole...
Yep. Her on my team later
like,
on.
I kind of like Peggy because she has balls. Yeah, she has balls. And tonight, also, I just read it in the live chat, they're all afraid of Kelly. And it's true. Mm. That's also probably a reason why everyone's being cordial with Kelly. Because Kelly comes after you, and she will cut you deep. Mm-hmm. Even if she's wrong...
Right. She has conviction when she comes after
she
you.
She comes after
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry. I keep going.
Well, that's okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, just, I think there's also more to come between Vicky and Peggy because they kind of started out a little, you know, relationship at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Vicky was being really, just supportive. Exactly. Supportive with what Peggy
was
going
through.
They're
still there, though.
Yeah. And it's still there. So, you know, Vicky was noticeably absent from tonight's episode, but I think there's still a lot more to build between Vicky and Peggy.
I think that's what I'm trying to be clear with is I want her to interact with somebody. I'm not really loving the one.
11 episodes in. I mean, come on. She still has these individual scenes.
Yeah, we're 12 episodes in, and these girls are filming one-on-one, being boring. Like, I'm just, like, really over it. So, at least Kelly is, like, bringing it, and at least Peggy is, like, trying to get in there. I mean, you can only do so much with what you're getting. Mm-hmm. And if these girls won't film with her, and if she has no partner in crime, and they're just not setting her up.
I don't know if they won't film with her. It's Vicky they won't film. They don't just want to do any group activities in the show. I mean,
well, that's
annoying.
What I'm saying.
But
I'm
when
not
they
sure
are
if they're
together,
just not...
that's the best. Those are the best episodes.
Right. Yeah. You know, but to your point, Blake, you see, like you said, you know, they usually bring in that someone that's organic, like a real friendship. And I don't believe, like you don't believe, about the whole Lydia connection type deal. No. So to me, it's like this is the cardinal rule of casting. And like everyone said it, it's all over online. It's like, how to become a housewife and all this nonsense. It's like you have to be organically connected to the canvas of the cast. And it's like, why are we making this mistake with the 100th housewife on season 12 of a reality show? Like, it just doesn't happen. It's not happening for me. At least for me, I'm not enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's definitely going to be a shake-up.
Whole cancer thing for the next episode, I think. Ugh.
This is going to be done in 10 minutes.
I just don't want to do another cancer game.
Yeah.
Really, like, I don't want to hear the word cancer anymore at all on the show.
No, but I like
it's
how...
up there with freaking Munchausen.
Yeah. True.
Yes, it's on
and
that level.
Megan this week shut it down, though, and I like that. She said, done. I'm done.
Yeah.
I've got better
I
things
retired.
To worry about. Mm-hmm. I've retired. I'm not worried about this anymore. But freaking Shannon...
Shannon is reaching.
She reached, but then pretended she didn't want a cookie because she was like, I'm not going to go there. But she's like, I'm really upset. Mm-hmm. I was at lunch. Why are you upset?
Yeah.
Here we go. It's about Shannon. Me.
Mm-hmm. She does always start with, I was upset.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was upset.
Here's the new question.
Yes.
Are you ever not upset, Shannon? Do you ever have a moment in your life where you are not upset?
This buys her another season, though, because she's been so dark this season that for next season, it's like finding her happy. I found my happy again.
Tamara
it really
say,
buys
though,
you some time.
Tamara did say, though, that she was, she's like, let's have some sympathy for Peggy. She just got her boobs cut off. So I did like that, too, that she was kind of giving her a little bit of support.
I'm just, like, so offended by Shannon's thought of being the judgment police and her having anything to say. Yeah, like, the nerve of her to even have a second of judgment on somebody else's decisions. And then, tell it to the group. Oh, well, she told me. Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah, I want to get into that. Yeah, I have my thoughts on that too. Yeah, but before we do, let's talk about how Kelly and Megan, the only other storyline on the show, is now over. They're cool again.
Reunited.
So they're fine. That was over before it started. And then Doug's vasectomy, which I'm so sick of this Doug's vasectomy storyline already.
It has been going on for far too long.
It's not a storyline.
Like 5 episodes.
It's like
it's
the nobleman
this man.
Was the chunk, and now it's
this. Is a private thing.
Are you talking about Megan and Kelly?
A private thing.
No, Doug and Lydia. This is a private thing.
Oh, my God. I'm so over the balls thing. He's not even getting his balls cut up. That's not what they do.
No.
They're still going to be there. They go behind it, and they cut a little vein or something, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I don't know. I'm no doctor.
Yeah, the balls stay intact. That's for sure. And, okay, this is what I don't get. Tell me what you think about this. Lydia is so conservative that she can't do anything in this world because she's so conservative.
Exactly.
Yet she can scream about balls every single episode all day long, talking about her husband. Isn't that like a respect issue also?
But she can't even be comfortable
like,
in the drag club.
No.
Yeah.
Girl,
no.
Bye. Girl,
yeah.
Bye.
She's like so painfully conservative, and yet this balls thing seems like I would feel uncomfortable. Saying balls
and,
all day, planning a balls voyage party.
She had a whole ball talking party, and then at the end of the phone call, she's like, can you please not imagine my husband's balls? You've been talking about his balls for 5 episodes. Yes.
We're all imagining the balls, Lydia.
On an international television show. Yes.
For real.
You're throwing him in everyone's face. What do you expect?
Like, she said something like, oh, it'd be really bad if everyone was out and no one came for you or whatever. Like, no one came to the party. Like, she was so concerned about making sure these people had an invitation to her husband's party. It's like,
she
so
lives
stupid.
A very, like, high schoolish type vibe when it comes to, like, her parties and things like that.
And it's strange to me that Doug was cool with all this. Like,
well, she brings up high school stuff all the time. Yeah. She says the lunch tray. She says, are we in high school again? Like,
I really feel like she brings like a very high school kitty vibe.
Like a juvenile vibe.
This should not be a storyline. This should be between him and her. How, you know, what does he need that business out there about him for everywhere?
And wouldn't he be
like, with you.
On the side, be like, babe,
enough
we really don't need to.
Yeah,
it's, it's cute, it's fine, but we're done.
It was funny the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It died really quickly.
I agree.
It's very strange. Mm-hmm.
Well, the farmhouse at Rogers Gardens. Now, Blake, tell us about this location.
Oh, yes. So, Rogers Gardens.
OC native, for those who don't know.
Truth. So, Rogers Gardens is this beautiful botanical garden and nursery in the heart of Newport Beach, right next to the ocean, next to Fashion Island. Mm. And they have a delicious restaurant called Farmhouse just in amongst it. It's beautiful. It's
beautiful. When are we going?
I'm ready. I have gone there. It's fantastic.
Farmhouse, when are you having us on?
I know, right? I'm waiting for the invite.
I forgot about Lydia because I was like, oh, they're all there, but Vicky, but no, Lydia was not there. Yeah. Kelly, Megan, Shannon, Tamara, and Peggy showed up. And so what can we say? We already talked a little bit about the drama.
Well, it's
going to
be
end.
Turned into something that Lydia wasn't invited.
So it was Shannon 100% that did not invite Lydia. That's
yeah, it
clear.
Was Shannon.
Yeah.
It was on the phone call. Like, remember she was like, I'm calling.
They're all in high school. I'm sorry.
They are. They're all in high school. They're ridiculous. Shannon is the most ridiculous out of all of them.
And it seems like they ended so peacefully when Lydia left. And it's you would have thought that Shannon would have gotten over it. But these women hold on to things. You know, like
they
ended it with a hug. And Shannon didn't want to be accused. And then she like plays this role. And then the next day you're not going to invite her to dinner. Mm-hmm. It's like... It's great for TV, but as far as, like, real life, like, that is not the way.
Yeah. She's very shifty, Shannon.
It's,
That's her new name. She calls Vicky Victim. I'm calling Shannon Shifty.
Shifty.
I don't
like
that.
That's a better name than
Shifty.
I have for her.
Oh, God. I don't know. I have some compassion for Shannon.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I can see every side
Are
to
you
it.
In a bad marriage?
No.
No.
I have some compassion for her. I don't know. I mean,
is it because of David?
A little bit, but also I think that the show has destroyed her life and she doesn't know how to get out of it. And she won't get out of it.
She can't get out of it. It's deep in there.
And she's made it. She took the Tamara, you know, class of like, you don't live your life around the show, you live your life for the show.
Wow. Well said. Yeah. That is so true.
So we were talking about this when we watched it, but Grant, what are your thoughts on at the very end when Shannon brings up the mysterious phone call that Lydia made to her, like apologizing, essentially saying that she overreacted? I feel like that didn't happen.
I don't think it happened either. I don't believe her.
I don't get it. Why would they? Because like a few scenes before,
they
Lydia
filmed
was
everything.
Like, Lydia was like, "Oh, this is I've left her house crying, or this is the third time I left her, out of six times crying."
No,
so
didn't.
Why would she call her then?
Mm-mm.
Would she just be like, "I'm not calling her. She needs to call me. I was the one that was crying."
She
if that
didn't
was
leave
true.
Crying. She left like you know, making Shannon upset, which is good. Like, good for you. But I don't know why she was trying to play like...
Yeah, and
she flipped the switch on that one.
She should have just said, Shannon's dramatic, and I have to go off on her every time.
Yeah.
And I have to check her, because she always has some sort of little attitude. She's always screaming
Makes
at me.
Makes it about her.
She's always like, well, I'm just upset because you just dismissed me, and you were just... You're done with me. You're done with me, I get it. Yeah, we are. We're all done with you, girl. So is David.
Sorry. No, that's the thing with Shanna. Is that she, that's the thing with Shanna, though. She has this rejection complex, and that's exactly what happened.
It stems from all that.
And so that's why she felt that way. I don't know. She's a human being. I get it.
But she was such a likable cast member when she started off on the show.
She was.
She used to really watch
the show. She still is. Likeable. Fans love Shannon.
They do. Every time I do a poll on Twitter, Shannon is always number one.
So let's keep that in perspective, too. I mean, we have very strong opinions, of course, but everybody really likes Shannon.
Good for you guys.
I see it. I totally, I see both sides. Keep liking her.
Someone in the chat room is saying, Shannon is the new Heather, ... not a compliment.
Yes, Charlie in charge. We could see you. Yeah. We could see all of you. Keep the comments coming in.
Yes, I love everybody's feedback.
Yeah, I like Shannon. I wonder if things with Shannon would change if she was okay with Tamra. If she was okay with Vicky. I wonder if people would change their opinions. Is it just because like we're loyal to the OG? And I'm there for Vicky too.
We're loyal.
I can see both sides. I'm wondering if that's what if that's it. If they were all cool with each other and it was just her complaining about her lifestyle and her marriage.
Well, we do see in the trailer coming up all of them sitting at the table with Vicky in front of Shannon to the right is Tamra. Mm-hmm. Like, I cannot wait for this episode because something happens in this season, so we are going to get that moment of everybody coming together.
When they're in the bedroom and they're on a bed together and Shannon's like, Tamron's like, you picked him over me.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like on a bed together.
Oh,
Must be when they travel outside the country.
Yeah.
But Grant,
it's
I wanted to say
really
this to
good.
You said earlier, Tamra living her life for the show. It triggered something in my memory with the baptism and this newfound Christianity and everything. Oh, I'm all stuttering. Ricky was not invited to the party. Remember, she said, I didn't invite Ricky to my baptism, so he wanted to make my life miserable. Why do you think she didn't invite him? Because because he's gay and her newfound Christianity.
I don't know about that.
Doesn't want.
Ooh, that is interesting.
Why, if that's her best friend, man of honor, why is he not at your baptism?
Yeah.
I really did.
Is it because he's gay?
That's a good question.
I don't think it's that.
Well, then what would it be? Why not?
It could be a lot of things. I don't know. I just don't think it's that. I think it could be a lot of things. It could be stuff about the press, rumors, her daughter, her going around, him going around with Gretchen. A lot of stuff.
It just seems like it would fit right in.
That's interesting. We should get to the bottom of that.
Really? What do you mean they would fit
Well, when
right
it comes
in?
To religion and all that stuff, you know, it gets kind of foggy.
It does.
And,
it does. You're right.
You know,
right.
There's people out there that still do not approve of homosexuals and the lifestyle and all that stuff.
Yeah, but then wouldn't she say, I'm not doing Watch What Happens Live?
No,
I think
she would never do anything publicly to say that. She would ruin her career. All of Bravo, it's women and gay people that watch the show. I don't think she would ever say that, but it would something that it could be something that happened off camera, like, you're not coming to my
baptism.
Was
that the first thing that you thought
I bet
that,
someone out there knows a little something.
I don't know. It's just something
on.
That triggered
so
when Grant said,
I think you need to DM Ricky after this and get to the bottom.
I don't know.
I'm sure
that.
He would.
We all want to know now.
He would message me back. He's that thirsty. Mm-hmm.
Well,
but it would be interesting to know.
Yeah. So I will
gears.
DM him.
Switching gears, I just want to talk about this guy. I made all these notes about when Megan asks Peggy.
Side note, just very quickly, we have someone in the chat room who said, I find it hard to watch Shannon this season as well. So we got one out there. I wonder if that is a more general consensus. Yeah.
Thank
the
you.
Season. Anyways, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Grant.
So I wrote all this stuff down because I want to analyze what was said exactly from Peggy's mouth about the cancer that she did or did not have. I still really don't know, but here we go. So Megan asked Peggy if she had cancer and that she tested negative for the BRCA gene. We know this.
Yes.
Then we learned that Peggy had a 3-millimeter tumor, but and she said at this point, I had cancer. Then she told Shannon about the whole thing about the mammogram and how nothing came back. That was the flashback that you alluded to earlier, Blake. Then she said they were abnormal cells that could turn into cancer, and then if not removed. Okay, so then she had 3 millimeters of cancer that was found. It was pre-invasive. Was it found in the breast tissue that was removed? I think yes.
I don't know if she said it
was
specifically.
Was that invasive clip? Was that ever shown? I don't remember that clip.
No, but they used it for...
What are all these random clips coming up that we should have had in the episodes previous? Mm-hmm.
I agree
Very
with that.
Very true.
Yeah.
Bad editing.
True.
But the doctor did say...
This poor season is just a mess.
It is a mess.
You know what it is, though? What's frustrating is that I feel like Peggy and Deco should have had a game plan of how to present this to the world.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because when you're going on a reality show, if I was going on a reality show, I would know exactly how I want to present myself. And with this show, if you don't present yourself with, I had cancer, I had this, I had that, it just gives all of these women and all of these opinions that entitlement to just claw over
and
everything.
And if you don't tell the identical story, exactly, if you don't tell the identical story to each woman, yeah, each one is going to pick out, oh, well, she told me this. Oh, well, she told me this.
Even just when they ask a normal question. On the boat tonight, we saw a preview for the upcoming episode. David asked Deco, oh, your wife has cancer? And he says, no. He goes, oh, well, she did, and she doesn't have it now? Exactly. And Deco didn't even answer. He just looked at him like,
yeah.
This is why people are tripping. You guys have to be clear cut. I don't even think it's about presenting yourself. It's about, do we have the same story?
Yeah.
Because
to each other, yeah.
People
yeah.
are going to dissect this yeah. every single way. You have mm-hmm. to know what you're going to say.
What do you think maybe they should have done? Do you think that maybe they should have taken upon themselves to, like, spread
know.
It, announce it, say it,
with
have a party,
tonight,
have a
I
thing?
I believe her. With the yeah. clip tonight, I believe her, what she was saying. I just don't think she presented it or said it the right way.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a language barrier. I don't know.
I think a party would have been a good idea. Mm-hmm. They have so much money. They might as well have done a recovery party or something.
Even just of the women, yes. Yeah.
Just the women, just so everybody's mm-hmm. clear. Because, like, now where things are at, it's such a mess, and it's never going to be clear.
I don't know if that would have made it more clear. Maybe that would have even blown it up to something bigger.
And you're right about Deco. Like, I mean, I'm not saying he has to run her life or anything, but at the same time, he's a lot clearer with the language and just sort of like relaying information. So, you know, if he's going to be on this show and if he's going to be in the position to support Peggy, he could also be helping more to, like,
and
guide
I'm only,
this
yeah,
thing,
and I'm only
you know?
This passionate about it because I feel bad if this is bothering her in some way because maybe she didn't realize that coming on as, like, a rookie on a show.
Well, first of all, none of these women should care to the level that they care. She's coming into this, like, this cancer weird environment that probably she doesn't experience anywhere else in life. We just had
cancer
Brooks.
Police.
Yeah, we just had Brooks and all that craziness, and now the OC women have turned into the cancer police. So she didn't maybe know that she was even stepping into it, and she's probably thinking, "What is wrong with these
it's
women?"
It's everywhere. It's like from Beverly Hills. Yeah, too. Like everyone is a cancer expert, a Lyme disease expert.
Yeah,
it's, everyone. It's interesting, but yeah, the approach could have been a little tighter. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, we see that tease back to the doctor saying it was pre-invasive cancer. Yeah.
Maybe the edit is on purpose. Like, maybe they're just, I don't know. You know how
that's
they
what
are.
They think in the chat. Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
they always make it seem like, this, you know, like sometimes they're like,
something else to do, please? Like, you know, can they give her something else to do besides, I mean, this isn't really something that no one wants to see this play out. Not because it's not entertaining, but it's
we've
serious.
We've seen it before. We've seen it before with Brooks in this last year.
Yeah, and it's serious. I mean, it's like, don't put this on this woman, please. Anyway, whatever. What else can we say? So, Pace, then they talk about the two-on-two. They were last week, they were on either side of the bed. You had Vicky and Tamara, and then Shannon and Tamara. No, Shannon and Tamara and Kelly and Vicky. Going back and forth, and then so Peggy says that her only intention was getting in the middle of all that was just to keep the peace, and that Kelly tells her, "You are playing referee," and this is when I thought it was going to really pick up, because Kelly gets in that fight where she says,
"Yeah,
from the back of
the
throat."
Mode.
Yeah, she was getting amped up, and then she's like, "You're just part of the peanut gallery," and I was like, "Oh,
peanuts,
penis gallery?
What peanut? The galleries that I go to, they don't serve peanuts." That was hilarious.
That was like good. That was good.
I like that a lot.
So Peggy doesn't feel it. She was in the middle at all. In fact, she's like, "No, I was on. Ouch! I was on Shannon's side. I was beside Shannon to balance it out. There were five people on one side, and I was on the other."
That just makes it look worse.
When were there five? But when were there five people in that room besides if we count the crew?
I think she was just like,
"Well, there's on the left side it was Kelly and Vicky, and on the right side it was
Shannon and Tamara.
Shannon, Tamara,
and she's the fifth.
And she's the fifth. She's right.
But yeah, but she's
and I get what
she
was saying. She's like,
side?
I'm on the right side because I knew if I stood in the middle, like literally, if I stood physically in the middle, you guys would have said that.
And listen,
she should have just laid in bed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess what Peggy's saying. But you know what, Grant? Kelly was trying to come after Peggy tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly. She was. You're all, thank you.
Not because I want bloodshed, but I'm like, pull this woman into the game.
You want some entertainment.
The show. Yeah, that's, I'm not because I want to, like, take this woman down.
You want Peggy to be like,
that's
down.
Not my plate.
bitch. And the thing, too, is that Peggy is sort of, like, not understanding the strategy as of yet. She's still trying to be the middleman, trying to defuse the situation.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do in real life. In real life, you
She's trying to be helpful.
She's trying to be helpful, you know. But given these women, you're not going to defuse anything. You're not going to mediate
anything.
They're
very territorial over their stories.
Very. So it's like, you're better off taking a side or no side. Like, don't even get in the middle.
I liked Kelly. I was like, do you go to UCLA?
That was funny.
I know. That was a dig, for sure.
And then Tamara thought she would be funny by saying that was taught at USC. I didn't really think that was funny, but I'm glad she got involved.
Yeah, well, she did it because Shannon. Yes. Shannon is the USC queen, has to tell everybody about USC. God. The phone cover is USC. Like, she, that's why. So she, you know.
Back to Shannon.
So Tamara and Peggy, like you said, they had that moment where she was like, you know, don't F with me. And they kind of recognize, I guess, game recognized game. Could you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
You could say that, Grant.
I totally.
I don't think there's a contest. I think Tamara would rip her head off of that
table.
Really?
Yeah. No, I do agree with that. But Kelly, Peggy, I don't know, you guys. You just, okay, this might sound kind of weird, but I don't know, like, culture, like, ethnic people, like, we got it in us. Like, don't
I have some solid feelings about Peggy, too.
Yeah, like, Peggy could bring it out.
She could stand her own, for sure.
But I think Peggy's
so.
Playing in the minor leagues, because she hasn't had the opportunity to be exposed to
Well, she's also
the major
playing
leagues.
The card of, like, go ahead and poke me. You gotta poke a lot.
And it almost doesn't matter that she doesn't know anything, because she doesn't care. She'll say, next!
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
I'm imagining this dinner, and I wish that Lydia was there, actually.
She's
I don't
talking
know why. What do you think if Lydia was at this party?
Oh, I'm kind of relieved that...
You're relieved that she wasn't there?
Yeah, because it would have been more of the same. At least I feel like this woman could talk. Like, I feel like Lydia doesn't want anyone to talk about these things because it gets so amped. But I feel like when you have Kelly on this side, and you've got Tamara in the middle, and Peggy over there, it could kind of play itself out. I feel like there wasn't, like, a referee there, if I can say that.
I don't think there was either. No one filling that
no
role.
No friendship whispering, please. Can we be done with the friendship whispering? Yeah. I went off on a rant last week. Like, we're done with this. It's not working. No one's checking for you to be anyone's friendship whisperer. Stop. So
someone was saying Peggy was hilarious and made a fool of these women, especially Kelly.
Well, she did. She put them all in her place. You know, she was just like, I'm not going to let you go there, but we want you to go there, Peggy. Why don't you just rip them apart? Go after them.
I feel
them.
Like it will. I think some stuff is brewing. I think once she gets
bucked up with Vicky.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know
She's
what I
playing
mean?
Very, very minor league junior back and forth conversation with these
they
people.
They all are.
Oh, this season, totally, yeah. But wait till they sit across the reunion and someone's bitching and screaming at her, you know?
I think Peggy's going to have her moment at some point, and I think it's going to definitely be about the cancer thing. I think she's gonna be tired of these women talking about cancer and all of that at some point.
Yeah. I would too, my lord.
The only thing I like about Lydia is that she literally expressed exactly, not just how I feel, but she even reenacted physically how I feel towards Shannon. Like, she threw herself on the ground and she was like, this is how you are, my God, you're exhausting. Yeah. Woman, please, like, can I go? I'm trying to leave. I got my husband.
Can't
you really, and Shannon's like, can't
wait.
I just get really upset when people...
Don't accuse me!
Oh my God, Shannon, have another vodka.
Oh, boy. The one who never drinks. I love it. I love when they do the shitty carrot man and do the flashbacks.
Cue the montage.
Yes. Vodka, 3 limes. Can I have a vodka, please? Case Azul, 3 limes.
So
before we get into our predictions, which we're going to talk about Doug going under the knife, maybe he'll have to visit the good doctor. I don't know how to transfer this over to you.
He will have to visit the good doctor. In fact, we met the good doctor last week. There was another good doctor coming to TV. A new medical drama is coming to ABC on Monday nights this fall called The Good Doctor.
The Good Doctor.
It's the story of a young man with autism and savant syndrome named Sean Murphy, who becomes a surgical resident at a prestigious hospital. Mm. This young doctor exhibits genius-level skills and is capable of seeing things in ways no one else can.
Whoa.
The character's unique medical condition adds a new dimension to the genre. I get that. That sounds cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen the previews for this.
Yeah,
it's really
fascinating.
Really
it's one of the most anticipated shows, honestly. Honestly, it is.
Yeah. Yes. It comes from the producing team of David Shore, the man behind the hit drama House, as well as Daniel Day Kim, who previously starred on Lost. So we got some good credits here. The series stars Freddie Highmore from Bates Motel as Dr. Sean Murphy. And Freddie Highmore is great. He is wonderful. Yeah. If anybody watches Bates Motel.
Oh, the lead guy?
The lead guy. Yeah. Norman Bates. He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So that's like already selling it. Richard Schiff from The West Wing and Hill Harper from CSI and Homeland round out a diverse and exceptional cast. It's one of the most anticipated series of the new fall season.
Yes.
The Good Doctor premieres tonight on ABC with new episodes Mondays at 10, 9 Central after Dancing with the Stars.
They promoted it really well,
yeah.
as you did as well.
The billboards are everywhere.
Every show that you watch, it's always on, and it just there's something captivating about the way that they really rolled this out.
I love hearing a live read from Blake. If you live in LA, you'll listen to KCRW. You'll hear her on there.
Yes, Blake is killing it.
Thank you.
Blake B Media.
I hear Blake
getting the news to the masses.
All hours of the morning and night. I hear she'll come on. She'll do the For Your Consideration campaigns, local things. I hear you all the time.
Oh, Grant, thank you.
Charlie in the chat says that he likes these hosts. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
What'd you call?
Host. Only one of us.
Hosts.
Well, we won't
I
hang
like
up.
These hosts.
We won't hang up until we find out which one.
I'm sure it's you, Grant. You've been around the block a lot longer.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm here for
you
a long
steer
time.
This ship, Grant.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time.
I'm the new negative Nancy. I'm the new bitchy sassy queen. Sorry.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry about it.
Well, let's talk about...
Sorry, not sorry.
Let's talk about some predictions while we have a few minutes on
let's
the clock.
Let's do it.
Predictions.
And now... You're after
Buzz
TV.
What's coming up next week?
Well, I really think that Vicky is going to get her sit down with Tamara. You know she desperately wants her friend back. She always talks about this 10 years and this 10 years. And you can kind of tell how excited Tamara low-key gets when, like, Vicky calls. And she's like, ugh, it's Vicky. But it's like, it's Vicky. It's your best
friend.
She's,
like, fighting the smile. She's like,
yeah,
it's Vicky.
And she knows at this point she's going to have to steer the ship a little bit and get away from Shannon and or somehow find a way to get Shannon on board with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you're going to have to find a way to get Shannon on board because there's no way in hell Tamara can be friends with Vicky without getting Shannon somehow... closer to the ship, you know? Mm-hmm.
So there's no doubt in my mind that Vicky and Tamara are going to have some sort of coming together. In my fantasy, they're like best friends again because that's entertaining and wonderful. But if that happens, Shannon's got to get kicked to the curb. So who does does Kelly go to Shannon? Do Kelly and Shannon team up?
I don't think so.
Does no one team up with Shannon? Where does Shannon go?
That's the thing with Shannon's position. If she doesn't want to do this show anymore, then... You know, I mean, she has a loyal fan base, but as far as friendships goes, it looks like somebody that could be removed. I know that sounds
crazy.
She's
in aphasia.
But she could
No, it doesn't, Thomas. I'm on that.
You know, like, I just feel like people could understand why she left. Yeah. But if she gets through this hard season, bounces back, gets in a great body, the business is rolling, they can shoot in there and shoot her pizza. You know, her shop.
She's adding more to her storyline.
She's adding
you're right.
more. And, you're right. And if Dave, you know, I mean, God forbid, I don't know what's going to happen with her relationship. But
Let us know if you have an opinion on that, too, with our predictions.
I'll tell you my prediction on that. I think that this is Shannon's last season. I don't know anything, but I think a change is going to have to happen on this show. You know, people are dropping this show, and people are angry. I mean, you can even see the tone if in our comments in previous episodes. I mean, the tone is frustrated and angry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this show is being held hostage by this feud. So, you know, instead of we don't have to wait for it to play out in real time, all you got to do is pull one of them off. And it's not going to be Vicky.
Yeah.
So, and at some point you do have to say, have we told Shannon's story?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, I don't want to see Shannon go, but I get it if that's what they have to do to get the show back on track. Now, I'm a little disappointed with through social media seeing the hatred that Tamara has for Vicky once again. So whatever we get happening here is going to be glossed before it even can gel.
Right.
So I'm a little afraid about that. I'd like to be almost ignorant to it and just see how it all plays out at the reunion.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know. It looks bad. I mean, what's going to have to happen? Do they let Shannon and Tamara go? I doubt they're going to let them both go.
My predictions are, I'm right up there. Like, I really think this is Shannon's season of departure. If she can't get it together and find a way to coexist or film or be cordial, I really think she's the new Phaedra. She's mm-hmm. going to have to go. Everyone on New York or Atlanta, they were so fed up with Phaedra. I mean, she did lie about something crazy. But still, when no one wanted to film with her, mm-hmm. they had to take her off. No one's filming with Vicky, and she's still on.
Yeah.
So I really think if Shannon doesn't get together, because you could see it. You could see it in Tamara's face. She doesn't want to be in this position
anymore. She's irritated now. She's like,
and she knows that she's looking not the best. Being Shannon's little side dog, because you're not equal. Like, Shannon runs you. She calls you 15 times a day. You pick up every single time. You freaking, every time that something happens, you have to call her right afterwards and let her know. Yeah. And Shannon's never thrilled about it. So I just really think Tamara's being held hostage. If it wasn't for freaking Shannon, Tamara and Vicky would have already been back together.
Yeah.
As far as predictions for the future, with all the stuff going on social media, I honestly do not know what's going to happen either. So I'm going to go with the ignorance mm-hmm. and just, I'm just going to be the viewer and I'm just going to watch. Mm-hmm. But from what I'm seeing, I don't like it because I really want Tamara and Vicky to be back together.
There is a chance mm-hmm. for the show to turn around if Shannon just gets on board a little bit more with Vicky, because you can tell Tamara's ready to get on board. I don't really think she's that pissed about the Eddie thing anymore. Mm-hmm. I think she just is afraid to let Shannon know that she's going to kind of go back this mm-hmm. way. And you can tell, it's like Vicky's just waiting for Tamara mm-hmm. to come back, mm-hmm. come back into my lap. Let's just like whoop it up and be friends. And
yeah.
it's very sad that Shannon is going through what she's going through. And she feels like she has to claw and hold on to her friend, control her friend, and be so, you know, mm-hmm. close to Tamara like that.
And no one wants a friend like that, too,
it's
though.
Exhausting.
It's exhausting. And Shannon, no, I think, is really setting herself up for a letdown here because, you know, she's just grasping at straws with Tamara. She's just trying to keep her in her clutches. Like, last episode we saw, you know.
Yeah, that was so much.
So much. Too much. And she mm-hmm. just was like, oh, Tamara's never going to go to Vicky because that's just never going to happen. It's like, how do
Speaking
you know?
For her, yeah.
yeah, you are not her, Shannon. You need to
You know what
down.
Shannon is? Shannon is an emotional vampire.
Oh. To the max.
People that that's you're around her. That when you leave, you are physically drained. You're tired.
You're Lydia
you
clawing
can't.
On the stairs.
All of your emotions and your negativity and everything you're feeling, thank you. You just passed it on to me. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's draining to have those types of people in your life. And you can tell when Shannon was calling Tamara, it took her a few times to get Tamara off the damn sofa. Yeah. So you can tell that Tamara's over this type of behavior because she's yeah. experienced it before. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, they're all see. Better. They all better get their behavior together because Lydia can't be around people like that.
Everyone is saying how much Dallas is better than this show. It's kind of like the two are competing because
you know
they're
what?
On at the same
it's
night.
It's all about numbers. And OC is still being viewed a lot more. Dallas is actually the lowest on the viewers. I just saw the article
It makes
last
me want to watch
well,
Dallas
I mean,
a little
one
bit
of them
more.
Has 12 seasons. One of them has two. I mean, it takes a while to build an audience.
It's
kids.
True.
I mean,
it's
it
true.
Does,
but the point is that Dallas is really good. But people are not viewing and tuning in as much.
Yeah, I know. And they should if they want their housewives fixed. They
For
should.
Real, because Leanne, she is putting it down.
Yeah, I know. I just feel bad
as she
when
does.
I hear. I feel bad when I hear people dropping off this show. I mean, but I get it. But it means like this is why we need to make some type of a change. Anyway, what do you think about Shannon's future on this show? Leave a comment below. I want to know what the general consensus is.
Is it like this? Like
you know
this?
What we were saying last season?
I always look at the comments. I
we
see
were
it.
Saying last season how we needed more Housewives because there was only a few last season. Now there's so many, but there's nothing going on.
No, they're not. Ugh.
Or maybe we're just not
At least Heather
the
would
the
come
drama.
In and be so entitled. She would give everyone...
Something to talk about.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I miss it. God. I miss Heather.
We're going to get to see them all together, so let's not get too disappointed because they are going to be seated all at one table all together. So there's a lot more to come, though.
Yes.
Well, I want to say thanks to those in the live chat. You guys have been going.
Wonderful
yes,
tonight. Ooh, Tamara needs to go.
Mike Bowman, Piska, I think. Like, I'm so sorry. Charlie in charge. Thank you so much, guys, for sharing.
Yeah, you guys
thoughts.
Commented all the entire
Wonderful.
Session.
You guys are amazing. Yes. Thank you so
Some
much.
Some Leanne Locken fans in there as well.
I know. I like it.
Yes. Well, you guys keep up with us on all of our projects. Leanne, where can we find you?
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne and check out my YouTube channel this week. I'm going to have some new interviews, some new footage coming up.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Now that you're done with our Housewife show, check out my YouTube show, Your Time with Thomas. We're on episode 6. There's so much fun stuff in there. If you guys are not from LA or if you are from LA, I take you around LA. We talk about fun topics like dating, friends, family, everything. Check it out. It's called Your Time with Thomas.
And I'm Blake V. You can listen to me on KCRW. And you can find me on all social media platforms at Blake V Media. And over on the blog, following my yoga and wellness journey at BlakeV.com.
And if you're looking for some fun and you want to hear about TV, we have the new fall preview. We're talking Real Housewives of Atlanta also on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk, episode number 70, out today. Mark J. Freeman is on it from AfterBuzz. And James Lott Jr., another favorite here. So make sure you check out that show if you want something to listen to. We'll be back next week when we discuss a vasectomy party here at AfterBuzz TV.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.